also the calibration to numerical waveforms. Well, so first is the work of many collaborators here, listed here, that leads to the new UB model. You can see people working post-Newtonian theory, black hole perturbation theory, and numerical relativity. Well, I'll skip about the motivation. I think it's very clear at this point. And in this talk, I consider the UB modeling of a comparable mass binary black hole coalescence. Nico talked about the UB modeling of Emery waveforms. Although I consider comparable mass binaries, I'll make frequent reference to test particle limit case because, after all, the idea of the UB model is to reduce two-body dynamics into a factor one-body system where there's a spinning test particle orbiting around the mass ratio deformed curve space-time. And well, I'll skip also this part of, I mean, just bragging about the nice features about UB, but for the last point, I want to emphasize it's that it was a problem in old UB in our model. Question is where we stop the UB inspiral and plunge evolution and make the transition to the ring down waveform. At the time, we chose the maximum UOB orbital frequency point to be the point where we match the questionable modes to reconstruct the ring down waveform. And it turns out to be actually the correct way to do that because for now we understand that the light ring position predicted by the UOB Hamiltonian or the background effective space time gives the correct position of the peak of the UOB orbital frequency. But more importantly, it also predicts correctly the time or frequency when the numerical waveform gets to its peak amplitude. For that, I want to show this example in test particle limit that we invited Moore and Naga in 2007. The detailed features of these comparisons are somewhat out of date, but I mean, okay. So in this plot, we compare the UV and the numerical waveforms in waveform frequency. Black is numerical, red is UV. And then the dashed lines are the numerical and UV amplitudes. And the blue line is twice the UV orbital frequency. At peak, the time is almost the same as the light ring position marked by this green line. And also, these times are very close to the peak of the numerical, the amplitude of the numerical waveform. The difference is within 1 amp, which is a very small amount compared to the time scale of the coalescence process. I mean, this is something natural and well understood in the test particle limit. But now we find that it also works in all the comparable mass systems, well, the effective comparable mass system we have ever compared with actually numerical data. So that's the criteria we're going to use to do the matching to the ring down questionable modes, unless in the future we find anything different in numerical data. Now, well, for the inspiral and plunge part of the UB model, what we implement is just this set of Hamiltonian equations. And as you can see here, it's not restricted to circular equatorial orbit. I mean, in principle, we can evolve precessing systems. It's just that we don't know many post-Newtonian terms. And we cannot calibrate high or unknown terms at this point. And the only dissipative part is this radiation direction force, which is proportional to the energy flux. And in our model, the energy flux is the sum of the gravitational wave radiation power in all the multipolar waveforms. We truncate at L equals 8, and we consider in the current UV model only the waveforms that propagate to infinity. And one major improvement in the modeling in EOB model is the introduction of the factorized resummed waveform. improves the agreement between the multiple waveforms of UB and the numerical data, and also, of course, the energy flux and radiation reaction force. Well, Nico has talked about that, so I'll just give a very quick description. So basically, starting from a Taylor expanded waveform, in this case for the 2-2 mode, we rewrite it into the production of five factors motivated by some physical considerations. And this was first introduced by Tamuai and Naga in 2008 for non-spinning system, and it has been recently extended to a non-processing spinning system. So I'll show numerically how it works, this factorized resound waveform and it, the flux constructed from that. In this case, there's no calibration, so the factorized resound waveform or flux are both constructed using available Poissonian results or test particle results from black hole perturbation theory. And in the left upper panel, I show the normalized energy flux. The blue lines are numerical results provided by Ryuichi Fujita and Hideyuki Takeuchi. And from top to bottom, I show nine curves, and they correspond to the curve spin from minus 0.95 to plus 0.95. All the data stops at a corresponding E score frequency. The red lines are the traditional Taylor expanded amplitude flux. The Poisson terms in the Taylor expanded flux available, they are available up to 4 pm for the spin terms and 5.5 pm for non-spinning terms. The agreement with numerical is actually quite well and it's better than what we expected, but I mean, you can see visually the difference between the Taylor expanded flux and the numerical flux. The red ones are the resummed, factorized resummed flux, except for the last two cases. Cases where the spin is aligned with angular momentum and amplitude of spin is larger than 0.75. You don't see much difference between numerical and analytical flux. And showing in the lower panels the relative difference between numerical and Taylor in red and numerical and the resummed flux in green. You can see a consistent improvement of the analytical flux through the entire frequency or velocity band. By at least a factor, at least half an order of magnitude. And it's similar for a component multipolar waveform. In this case, it's the 3-3 mode. You can see a significant improvement in the amplitude of the waveform, and it's crucial for our modeling of the high order harmonics in the UB model. Now, using these uncalibrated but improved radiation reaction force and also the new Hamiltonian fermarical, we can evolve the uncalibrated EOB model. And usually, for an evolution of about 20 to 30 gravitational wave cycles, starting just before the merger, we usually get a phase difference between the EOB and the numerical waveform on the order of a few radians. So we have introduced modeling parameters to reduce that difference. And all these parameters are related to unknown high-order Poissonian effects, except for one of them that is purely phenomenological. And these parameters are constant in the sense that they're independent from binary parameters and they are calibrated to numerical waveforms. And the total number of adjustable parameters in our current model, we have, for the non-spinning case, we have 3 plus 2n, where n is the number of multipolar waveforms you want to model. So for these three, one of them is in the is the 4pn conservative dynamics. One is the 4pn radiation reaction. Both are unknown Poisson effects. One is the phenomenological one I'll describe later. And for each waveform, we need two more adjustable parameters to make this what we call the non-quasi-circular correction, because we know at the last stage of the in-spiral plunge evolution in EOB, the orbits are no longer quasi-circular, for the, I mean, the plunge orbit. So we have to make corrections to the multiple waveforms accordingly. And in the, spinning non-processing case, currently we introduce two more parameters in the dynamics, one for the spin orbit effect, the other for the spin-spin effect. But that's the based on comparison with only two sets of numerical waveforms. And if we have a collection of more accurate numerical waveforms, we may need more adjustable parameters, and the current estimate is that we may need up to five of them. And for the generic processing case, well, we hope that these parameters will bring sufficient corrections that are needed for the generic processing case, but we may need a few more of adjustable parameters. And the numerical information we need for the calibration, well, of course, any long accurate in-spiral waveforms, the final, the mass and spin of the final black hole, and also for correcting the non-quasi-circular effect in the waveform, we'd like to get the amplitude and the second order time derivative of the numerical waveform at the peak. Now, this is a comparison for a non-spinning equal mass system, as she has showed in his talk. It's a one-year-old result, and you see a good agreement between the numerical blue waveform and UV red waveform. The small amplitude and phase difference on the 1% level during in-spiral and 8% level at the end. I want to point out here in this plot is that the peak of the EOB orbital frequency in green is at the same time almost with the light ring position marked by this black vertical line. And it is almost the same time as the peak of the numerical two-two mode waveform. It's the blue one covered by the red UV amplitude. Now some new results. So based on that, we calibrate the UV model to non-spinning unequal mass waveforms generated by the Caltech-Cornell CETA collaboration with the spectral code. And in this plot, well, the vertical axis is one of the one of the parameters that enters the conservative dynamics the Hamiltonian and Enrico talked about. And for different mass ratios, we get mass ratio 1, 2, 3, 4, 6. And in the test particle limit, we get different values of this parameter. And the adjustable parameter is not this parameter itself, but the slope of this this line that tries to fit these data points. In the test particle limit, there's no error bar. It's given by the self-force result. And in equal mass case, the constraint is very strong, and error bars are given by requiring that the phase difference between the UV and numerical waveform is strictly within numerical error, actually a very conservative estimate of the numerical error. So before comparing the waveforms in the right panel, I showed a comparison between these the normalized energy flux from these numerical simulations in solid lines, comparing with EOB prediction of the energy flux for the mass ratio from 1 to 6, and you can see almost perfect agreement between these systems. Now in this plot, I have the comparison waveforms. Don't see much well, you see only one line basically for the waveforms themselves. In the lower panel, I plot phase difference in sine lines and amplitude difference in brown lines. They're almost flat, except only for the mass ratio 3 case. The phase difference grows up slightly to 2 times 10 to minus 3 at the end of the numerical simulation, which I believe is maybe 1 or 2 gravitational wave cycles before the merger. And finally, this is some result for the comparison for spinning simulation. Also, the waveform comes from the Caltech-Cornell CETA collaboration. It's a spin anti-aligned system, equal mass, equal spin magnitude, about 0.4. again, nearly perfect waveform agreement. The phase difference in this case grows a little bit larger near the merger. It's about 0.4 radians. But this is using the old spin Hamiltonian by Damori Yaronovsky and Schaefer. We have some preliminary results using the new Hamiltonian in recalibrating this system, but I don't have the plot here. The key result is that for this phase difference, it could be reduced by at least a factor of two. And again, for the comparison of the merger part, the amplitude and frequency, the peak position and the light ring position, well, it's defined in a somewhat tricky way in this old spin Hamiltonian, but I mean, they still agree to quite good precision at the merger part. So at the end, the status of the comparable mass UB model. So we made substantial improvements to the UB Hamiltonian and the radiation reaction force and the multicolor waveforms. And the calibration of the non-spinning part of the UB model is almost completed, and we'll have dominating multicolor waveforms. I believe through L equals 4, we'll have relatively accurate amplitudes for these waveforms. And they'll reproduce numerical waveforms to accuracy within numerical errors. And all these are quantitative improvements beyond the current UB NR model being used in to generate templates in data analysis. And the first UB spinning model for the non-processing system, it's successful, and now we have the new Hamiltonian, and we're ready to do the calibration to more numerical spin waveforms. With the effort from the numerical relativity side, in this NRR collaboration, about maybe 100 accurate numerical waveforms will be generated. On the UB side, continue the theoretical development of the UP model, focusing on potential issues in modeling processing systems. And hopefully, we'll have a generic spin UP model in the near future. Thank you.